I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming at you live from an abandoned recording studio in we don't know where, send help, it's Unfeatured Articles. Hello and welcome to Unfeatured Articles. All right, I'm going to stop that right there. I came out of the bat strong. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, as I said, to Unfeatured Articles, the show where each week we dive into the wonderful recesses of Wikipedia and get what we need. Get that comedy gold, baby.
Who is that racist man who just walked in just
racist
now? He came in, did a bad
accent. My grandfather's Irish, I'm allowed to do this. Okay. It's St. Patrick's Day. Well, it was St. Patrick's Day about 2 days ago. So we're doing a slight St. Patrick's Day themed podcast. We've got a bunch of Irish articles this week, don't we, boys?
We do.
And we're at the table and we're drinking. Oh, we're drinking Guinness.
Guinness. The sound of Guinness.
That's the sound of Guinness, baby.
What a good idea this
Chinky
was.
Chinky roll. Clink. And drink. 1, 2, 3.
Did it. I did drink just now.
Oh, God. Totally. I love how we planned.
Did drink
this.
The Guinness.
I love how we planned this and we were like, yeah, we'll do St. Patrick's Day. We'll drink some Guinness and like that'll be cool. And then we got here and we remembered how bad Guinness is.
Well, no. Okay. So our plan was like, yeah, let's just like load up on Guinness and we'll have a drunk podcast.
We'll do a drunk podcast.
It'll be great. And then we were like, we remembered that Guinness is not a, it's not a chugger beer. It's not even
a drinkable beer.
It's all right.
You sip it with like a big pie. A big meat pie.
Yeah, yeah. Big pie.
Steak and kidney pie.
Yeah, steak and kidney pie.
Big Irish steak.
My God. But anyway.
We should have got Kilkenny. It's easier.
Kilkenny is easier to drink.
Kilkenny's a good beer.
It is.
But this is not a beer podcast.
It's not a beer. Oh, I wish.
Can we change?
Zane, can we change a beer podcast? Okay, never mind. We'll talk about it later. We are a little, we've had a couple of drinks, haven't we? So yes. We're a little bit tittled. It's a fun time. So this week we've got, in the honor of wonderful St. Patrick's Day, the favorite Irish holiday of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some Irish themed articles this week, don't we, boys?
We do.
Yeah?
Sure do.
Feel good about them?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, cool.
Riley, would you like to start us off?
I would love to kick us off.
Yep.
So, you know how for Halloween they have, like, obviously there's the trick or treat stuff. You go around to houses and you get your candy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you did that for St. Patrick's Day?
When you go around to people's houses and ask for beer.
No, not beer. Candy. Still candy.
Oh, still candy.
Still candy.
All right.
What I imagine you would get is Irish potato candy.
Okay.
This sounds racist. Yeah.
All right. So contrary to what it's called,
yeah,
it is not Irish and it is not potato.
Okay, cool.
So don't need to worry about that. It's a traditional Philadelphian confection. Doesn't contain any potato, which is probably the most important part. But I thought it being Irish.
I'm really hoping that you explain to me why it's called Irish potato candy.
Because it looks like a potato.
Does it?
Yeah.
Show me a picture.
Also known as the Irish tater.
Irish tater.
Irish tater.
Potatoes. Mix them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Yeah.
So the candies are made of coconut cream, mm-hmm. Which is normally like mostly sugar, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's rolled into the Guinness is getting to me.
Oh, burpee boy. Burpee daddy. Sorry.
not a
single straight face around the table.
No. So, yeah, the coconut cream is rolled into a little ball and then it's dusted with cinnamon. Or it can be done with cocoa if people don't like the burn of cinnamon.
It looks like a potato.
It flat out looks like a potato. Like it looks like it's got little like roots and things spreading out of it and everything. That is the Irish potato candy. It was Orion's of Boothwyn in Pennsylvania, claims to be the largest distributor of it, shipping about 80,000 pounds to major chains and small candy stores in the Philadelphia area, mostly in the Philadelphia area. It like they have little pine nuts or walnuts and stuff, which makes the roots. And yeah, so I found this and was like that. I saw the title. I saw Irish potato candy and I was like, that is an abomination. You yeah. should not make sweet things out of potato.
Looks like it's already been eaten and has been best since passed.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? It looks like it died.
I've just refilled my Guinness and I've never been filled with so much regret. All right.
But yeah, apparently they're really good. They're super popular if you can get past the look of them. What else?
I'd eat one.
I'd give it a shot.
And there's also, if the Irish potato candy on its own doesn't tickle your fancy, there's also something called the Idaho Spud, which is Spud. Not Irish, but it is potato.
Yeah, it's potato.
Which is
the most versatile vegetable.
Arguably.
Sure, yeah.
You give it to me.
You can make
only
a case.
Vegetable.
Big claims here on Unfeatured Articles.
Yeah.
Big claims.
So the Idaho Spud is an actual sellable candy bar, like in a wrapper and stuff, not just something that
you
someone makes.
Got a picky of this one?
Sorry?
You got a picky of this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I got a picky of this one. So it comes
in. That just looks like a.
Yeah,
it
looks like a marshmallow. It's pretty much just marshmallow covered with chocolate and like coconut shaving on the top. That is apparently one of the top 100 best-selling candy bars in the Northwest United States.
All right, okay, but chocolate in America is dog's bollocks.
Is this so?
I don't think I
like
had
Hershey's
chocolate
is pretty good.
Over there.
Mm-hmm. Hershey's is pretty good.
I don't think I had chocolate when
but
I
they don't there. Like, because, like, okay, we're a bit spoiled over here because Cadbury is like the best, like, mainstream chocolate in the world.
And,
like,
Irish, in fact.
Yeah. And yeah, so like, it's really good. And they don't sell it a lot over there. Like, it's in a lot of like foreign sections at like supermarkets and that.
Right.
Also, America, they sell beer in their supermarkets.
Yeah.
I wanted in when I was over in America just to like get some chips and like some potatoes actually because I was going to make mashed potato.
Nice.
And yeah, I just turned and I was like, oh, that's just liquor.
That's beer.
That's just beer.
You can get them at like chemists and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember when I went over there, Dad went to the supermarket, not the supermarket, to the chemist because Mum had a headache.
Yeah.
And yeah, went to get just like Panadol or ibuprofen or something. Came back with a 500 capsule bottle of ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Which their drugs
are massive. Yeah.
Which is ludicrous. And he also came back with a 6-pack of beer. I was like,
as you do.
What?
I bought, you know, we can get them here, the 500ml bottles of Sapporo.
Yeah.
The Japanese beer. They're like, and they're in like stainless steel cans.
Yeah, I got one
of those for $3.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but like, and transferring that to Australia, that's still $5.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all.
For 500ml of beer.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
this is
Ireland.
The one thing I'll be like, yeah, good on you, America.
Yeah. So, yeah, back to the Irish potato candy. Apparently, it has been done with potato. Which,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So they replace the coconut cream with actual potato. It's mashed. They don't put any liquid in and they add confectioner's sugar into it.
Mm.
Into potato.
Oh my God.
Which is foul.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it now. I don't back that. I do not endorse that.
Yeah, no. All righty. So potato candy.
Yeah.
Potato candy.
Big, man, that's, I don't like that at all. Probably.
Should we make some? There's recipes here.
We should make some.
Make some.
Yeah.
Does it look hard? Hang on, let me have a look.
Does it look...
Does it look hard?
Here is a version. I've not tried it. I'm not going to read that one then.
What? This person has a recipe for potato candy that they've not tried?
Apparently.
It's like, I'm not going to touch this, but like you can just go crazy. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be good.
It'll work out fine.
It'll be fine.
All right. So the recipe, you need... 1/4 cup of softened butter, an 8-ounce pack of cream cheese, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 4 cups of confectioner's sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bake. That sounds like a lot, though.
Four cups. That is a lot of sugar.
Yeah. 2.5 cups of flaked coconut and 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon.
How much does this serve?
Well, generally sugar is measured with tablespoons, so cups makes me real worried.
Yeah. Prep time, 20 minutes. Ready in 30 minutes. It doesn't give me a serving amount.
Now that's an afternoon snack for the kiddies when they get home from school.
For
healthy snacks
of sugar, yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
What else have we got, boys?
Ooh, can I
do you want to do yours?
You can do yours if you want.
Okay, scissors, paper, rock. One, scissors, two, it's
paper.
You.
Okay, well, here we go.
Got him.
Let's talk about the jig.
The jig? Sorry? let's talk about the jig.
Let's talk about the jig.
Yeah, let's do it.
I know how to... Irish jig is one of the few dances that I'm actually...
You can jig?
Very good at. I can jig.
Very good.
Yeah. I was in a Ned Kelly musical in 2015 entitled
you were too.
Metalhead at Underground Productions.
True.
Written by Benedict Braxton Smith, good friend of Brisbane. And that's
good
not
friend
canon.
Good friend of
good
Brisbane.
Friend of the show. The show.
He's over in New York achieving things. The fuck?
Hey, look at him.
Gross.
But yeah, and we did like the, because Ned Kelly is obviously Irish heritage and stuff, and we were all like Irish Australians, the characters. And yeah, we learned how to do a big old Irish jig, and then from there, I kind of just like
kept going. You kept
jigging? A little bit. Yeah, I don't like take classes all the time, but like classes. I've done a few classes and I've done it a bit.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's cool.
I'd highly recommend it.
Let's get way into the jig.
Let's talk about the jig.
Let's talk about the jig. It is a form of lively folk dance in compound meter, as well as the accompanying dance tune. It developed in 16th century England and was quickly adopted on mainland Europe, where it eventually became the final movement of the mature Baroque dance suite.
Beautiful.
Today it is most associated with Irish dance music, Scottish country dance, and the Métis people of Canada, in fact. Jigs were originally in the duple compound meter, that is 12-8 time, but have been adapted to a variety of time signatures.
Mm.
Let's get into the types of jigs that exist, because there are more than I assumed there would be.
Tell me more.
All right. So let's start off with a light jig.
Is that like a light jog?
Perhaps. Burn as many calories. A light jig is the second fastest of all the jigs. so don't get too antsy. The performer's feet rarely leave the ground for long as the step is fast, typically performed at a speed around 116 at Fisiana. There are several light jig steps, varying with each dance school, but one step is almost standard in all light jigs. This step is known as the rising step, or the rise and grind. This is the right side version of it. Put your weight on the left foot and lift your right foot off the ground. Hop on your left foot once, hop on your left foot again. Bring your right foot back behind your left foot, then shift your weight onto your right foot, leaving your left foot in the air. There you go.
And
it's
then
simple,
you shake
guys.
It all
it's
about.
So
you do the hokey pokey. You turn it around.
It's like second nature.
If you don't know how to jig by now.
That's right.
Yeah.
I feel like, what are you doing?
This has been my jig instructions.
Yeah. Listen up, you plebs.
The phrase hop, hop back for these three movements. And there is a slight pause between the hop and hop back. The next movement is a hop on your right foot. Then you shift your weight on your feet. Left, right, left, right. The phrase for this whole movement is hop, hop back, two, three, four. To do the step on the left foot, reverse.
Riley, while he keeps talking, do you want me to take a drink?
Just take more drinks. So that's the light jig. It is, I guess, the most common of all the jigs. There is then the slip jigs. You got your single
Sorry,
jigs.
Milky Boy. Milky beer.
Got that milky Guinness boy. In ya, ready for you.
It is a milky beer, isn't it?
Tell me.
It's dense.
Well, yeah, generally you can taste like it's beers tend to be quite crisp.
Yes.
And that kind of thing. And even a dark ale, which is... it tends to be still have quite a crisp flavor. Like, it'd have notes of chocolate and coffee and that kind of thing, but it tends to be quite good. Guinness barely feels carbonated. It is just a milky, milky boy. It feels like you're drinking dairy, and it feels like I'm having a steak with every single one.
I am looking at the can now, and it says, for offers, downloads, and the Guinness web store, visit www.guinness.com. I want to see what I can download.
Interrupt the podcast.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Important research.
Back to jigs. Back to jigs.
That's important information alarm.
Oh, yeah. About the downloads on the Guinness website?
Yeah, coming No, don't. Keep telling me about
floating,
jigs.
Floating.
Okay, all right. Okay.
We'll talk about jigs in the meantime.
As an aside.
As an aside.
We've transferred this podcast is now Guinness chat.
Slip jigs, single jigs, double jigs, hop jigs, treble jigs.
What does it all mean?
There is an onslaught of jigs, and can't go wrong with your straight jigs.
Yeah.
Your sand jigs.
Your sand jig. I love a sand jig.
A variant of the straight jig was the sand jig, performed as a series of shuffles and slide on a sand-strewn stage. So they just chuck sand on the stage and go jig.
We wanted to do that for when the rain stops falling.
Early idea for when the rain stops falling was like, I just want to cover the Chanel, the stage at the University of Queensland, in sand.
It's Brisbane's secret beach.
I was told that I was not allowed to do that, and it was upsetting to me.
This just in, you do have to enter your age before you can get into the Guinness website.
Well, it is a beer.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you could lie.
You could lie.
You could just lie.
Nothing on the internet stopping you from lying, that's except your honour.
All right.
And my dad taught me how to be honourable.
One of the most prominent sand jiggers of the late 19th century were two women, both born in New York in 1855.
Yeah.
Buffalo native Kitty O'Neill and Manhattan-born rival Kitty Sharp.
Mm.
They were rivals. And they
jigging
fought
rivals
to the death.
Did they?
In the sand jig.
The sand jig.
The Thunderdome sand jig. They did not kill each other, I don't think. And there you go. And that's about it I've got on jigs. And there are too many of them.
There are too many jigs. Too many
Just
jigs.
Just stick to one.
Oh, my word. I love a jig.
Yeah.
As I've said. Little bit of context.
Yes.
Only thing I've eaten today, half a Subway sandwich.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little drunk.
A little drunk?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you dig into your
hefty beer
article.
It's a hefty beer. All right.
In your state.
All righty, boys. Big Bertha.
Okay.
Big Bertha was a cow.
Yes.
Who held two Guinness World Records.
Oh, yes.
One, she was the oldest cow recorded, dying just 3 months short of her 49th birthday.
Holy shit.
Big old cow. And she also had the record for lifetime breeding, having produced 39 calves.
Whoa. Wow.
Imagine having 39 kids.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine.
I don't want one. Like, jeez. Yeah, so she holds two Guinness World Records. Fun fact about the Guinness World Records, they're the same.
Guinness,
they're
yeah.
the same thing. Guinness yes. was Guinness World Records was started in 1951 by the managing director of Guinness Breweries.
Alexander Guinness.
Yep. No. Not at all.
I'm just spitballing.
Alexander Guinness.
Yeah, I was about to do that joke.
Nice.
And the Guinness World Records started in a pub whilst they were drinking Guinness.
Hmm.
They'd been out on a hunting party, the Sir Hugh Beaver.
Of course.
Good.
After missing a shot at a golden plover, a kind of bird, he became involved in an argument over which was the fastest game bird in Europe, the golden plover or the red grouse. It is the plover.
Of course.
He realized that it was impossible to confirm in reference books whether or not the golden plover was Europe's fastest game bird. Thus, he knew he had to start Guinness World Records.
Obviously,
that's the stat. But back to Big Bertha. She was born on 17th of March, 1945, St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Paddy's Day.
In Ireland. She's the most Irish cow of all time. Her breed has been given as Frisian, so a Frisian cow?
I think it's Frisian.
Frisian?
Yes.
Apologies. And due to her world record-breaking status, Big Bertha became a local celebrity.
Nice.
Her appearances at cattle fairs helped raise $75,000 for cancer research and other charities, and she would lead the St. Patrick's Day parade in Sneem to aid with fundraising. Before her appearance at noisy parades, O'Leary, her owner, would feed Big Bertha whiskey to steady her nerves.
Oh, yeah?
Here you go, Big Bertha. Right. Have a bit of whiskey.
That'll
calm you down right away. All right, my lover. I've gone Bristonian. Okay.
Oh, no. Not again.
After her death on New Year's Eve, so she was born on St. Patrick's Day, died on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow. No.
A wake was held at her
good.
In a pub. The good. Blackwater Tavern at Rakerslow. Blackwater in County Kerry. Sure. On Big Bertha's death, O'Leary still had several of her offspring in his herd, the oldest of whom was then 35.
Wow.
Yeah. Following her death, Big Bertha was stuffed.
Okay.
And now resides at a farm in Beaufort in County Kerry.
Nice.
Nice.
That's how I want to go.
I love, yeah, I love this idea of like, that animal meant a lot to me.
I'm going to keep it
I'm going to stuff her corpse with
taxidermy time.
Taxidermy time, baby. So yeah, Big Bertha, big old cow, and was in the Guinness World Book of Record, which born on St. Patrick's Day, and a weird link to the beer of champions.
Cheers to Bertha.
I'll drink to that.
Mm. But yeah, that's all I've got on Big Bertha. It's a bit of a short article, but I thought it was very applicable
I'm
for
good.
Today.
It was very appropriate.
Yeah. Happy for Bertha.
Yeah. Well, so that's all that's three articles.
That's it.
My
Happy
Guinness is
St.
done.
Patrick's Day.
I have done one Guinness. I've done about a fifth of my second.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling? How you holding up, bud?
Ooh.
Okay. Here's to Curtis.
Don't, he'll die.
He's true blue.
Ladies and gentlemen, no. If you're listening, we're on the lookout for a new podcast host.
Yeah, because...
Okay. Mm, okay. I got halfway through. Oh, no. Oh, it's so milky.
This was a mistake.
No, it was such a mistake. I regret every decision that's ever led me to this point in my life.
I vote for Bertha. I think Bertha was a very good article.
Riley?
I like my potato candy, but I thought Bertha was great too.
So you're voting for potato candy or Bertha?
What are you voting for?
Duh.
I don't think it was that way.
For me to never drink Guinness ever again.
Good.
I vote for Bertha.
Well, that'll take
it's
it
anyway. Bertha.
Yeah. Bertha, then.
It's Bertha.
It's got to be Bertha.
Gotta be Bertha.
Bertha. Bertha. What you gonna do in Bertha?
I left you for that one. You can just... Let you ruminate on that. So Bertha, of course, goes into our big bracket. Big Bertha in the big bracket.
Yeah.
For the end of the season, where we'll decide what is the best article of 2018. But until then, you can follow us on Instagram at Unfeatured Articles. You can follow us on Facebook, Unfeatured Articles, and Twitter, Unfeatured Pod. That's where you can find us. Keep up to date with what we've got going on. And then, of course, you know, you can find us on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or whatever podcatcher you have, which is you're listening to it through whatever that is for you.
So just keep hanging
on,
maybe.
Just
keep doing
that.
Just keep doing
it. You're doing
keep
great.
Being you.
Oh, you're doing so great, hon.
We support you so much.
Drink responsibly.
Hope you had a great...
Yeah, drink responsibly.
Don't drink Guinness.
And hope you had a great... you are under 18...
Don't drink at all.
Don't drink.
Drink a nice, lovely Fanta.
Fanta. Can I tell my Fanta factoid?
No.
Okay.
So, thank you to That's Not Canon Productions.
We're going to have a spin-off podcast. It's called Curtis's Factoids.
Yeah. Curtis's Factoids coming to you. Not on That's Not... He's just going to do it alone
in
his room.
Yeah, it's just going to be me in my room with my iPhone.
Yeah, but we are with That's Not Canon Productions, and they are so lovely for having us here on this network.
Bless them.
Bless them, bless them, bless them. And
I can't believe Zane let us do this.
Alex Smith and I also do a podcast. He's also on the network, and he's
coming in next week.
Be on the podcast.
We've got episode 10 coming out next week. My God, are we astounded that we've made it that far?
Indeed.
Very much
but to
so.
Celebrate the occasion, we're having our first guest, and it is our dear friend and local Brisbane musician, your man Alex Smith.
Yes.
Your man Alex Smith.
Because we're about to record the episode, actually. He is in the corner right now.
He's looking in the room.
This was filmed in front of a live studio audience, ladies and gentlemen.
It was. Our theme song is Purgatory and Friends by Kevin McLeod.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Share us around with your friends if you like what we're about. Can't imagine why you would, but... Yeah. If you do, we love you. And share us around with some friends because that really helps us getting a bigger listener base and that kind of thing.
Riley,
and
do you have any closing thoughts? You've been silent for a while. Just letting the beer, Guinness get to you.
Just trying not to open my mouth for fear of what comes out of it.
Good idea. Well, that'll about do us. Join us next week. And as always, browse responsibly.
a mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.